serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
The CSE Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank once again for our second year. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and our third and final guest here for the night on a fast-moving show, already a quarter to 7 o'clock. We're really happy to welcome in the new starting quarterback for the Chadron State Eagles. Heath B. Miller is with us here on the stage. Heath, I talked to Clint Sassy about just getting off the practice field. You just got off the practice field. How was it out there for you tonight? And hopefully not too hot up on that field.
It was good. It was a little warm to start. You know, we had some weird fog in the sky, but after we got going and everything kind of picked up and went a lot more smoothly throughout the day, and it was a great practice. We got it in.
Well, it's really an awesome opportunity for us here tonight to introduce you to the fans, let them get to learn more about you and how the first game went, and I really enjoyed getting to talk to you on the first road trip of the year down at Angelo State. And so, you know, with that, you've now played your first game as a CSC Eagle. How did it finally feel to get out there and play an official game and take those snaps?
It was great. You know, I've been waiting 4 years to finally get my first college start, and I was very happy. It was for Chadron State. You know, I wish the outcome turned out a little bit better. I'm sure every quarterback wants their first collegiate start to be a win, but you know, you just got to kind of flush it and move on to the next, and I got that first game under my belt, so now it's on to Utah Tech, and we just keep moving forward.
Yeah, and you showed us a lot of really good things the other night, Heath. We'll get into those things, but first, you know, tell us about your journey in coming to Chadron. You've got quite the background in where you've played some college football, and, you know, why'd you choose Coach Long and choose the Eagles in this town?
It was a wild journey. You know, at NAU, I ended my career there with a broken collarbone, which sucks, and then I graduated early, and it kind of left me with the choice of if I want to be a college starting quarterback, I had to leave. So I talked to my family, you know, close friends, and that was just the best decision. So I entered my name in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in today's day and age, the transfer portal is a crazy place. I don't know the exact number, but there are thousands of college players entering it. And I think I sent my film out to at least 100 schools.
Wow.
At any division, you know, just kind of finding all their emails, emailing out my film. And I sent it out to all the schools in the RMAC because my brother playing at South Dakota School of Mines, we're very familiar with it. So I said, I'll send those out. And Coach Smith emailed me back, I think, within 20 minutes.
Wow.
So we started kind of just talking and got on the phone a little bit. And at the end of the day, I sat down with my family, my brothers, and my parents and stuff and just talked and felt that Chadron State was the best fit. I didn't really take a visit here. I knew it was a small town from what everyone told me.
Sure.
And just with the RMAC and being familiar with it. So I just kind of went out on a limb. I liked my relationship I had with Coach Smith. And then after I committed, I came out, saw the town and everything, and it felt like home, and I was very happy with my decision, and I still am.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you as a member of the Chadron community and with the CSC football team. And you mentioned your brother. He played up at South Dakota Mines. I remember calling games with him up there, and now I put you two together and realize you got the family tie there, plus your dad played football as well. It's in the family lineage to play some college football, isn't it?
Yeah, my oldest brother, Holden, he actually played in Division II football at Newberry College in the SAC in South Carolina. My dad played O-line at Northern Arizona, and then, you know, Harrison played at South Dakota School of Mines and then decided to join me in Northern Arizona, and he had a great career there for 4 years and did a lot of good things. But, yeah, football has been in my family since I could walk.
Yeah.
We've been going to football games forever, going up to Flagstaff to see my dad's old school. My uncle played college football and all that stuff, so it's just all I've ever known, really.
Yeah, and it, your style of play, able to run, able to throw, the scheme that Coach Smith runs here at Chadron State, it looks like you guys are kind of just a nice little match made in heaven for that kind of an offensive scheme, and with your first taste of it the other night. I know it gets to great defense, Angelo, but coaches were happy with you know, how things went in that first game and some of the stuff they saw, and curious of what you thought, too, in terms of how it all kind of came together and how it's looking going forward, you fitting in the scheme and getting the offense, scoring some points and moving the ball.
Yeah, you know, Coach Smith, one thing I love is he gives the quarterback a lot of freedom to make calls that he likes, call routes that, you know, we think will work from being out on the field. So that's one good thing. And he does utilize my athleticism, lets me get out on the run, be a little bit more mobile, which I love doing. You know, we're a very new offense, me included. New receivers. We only have two O-linemen with Juan and Mike DeCamillis coming back. And, you know, the running backs with Jaden Cox and Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we're very new. We're very young. We're all kind of still trying to figure out how to mesh and go with each other. So we got a lot of the wrinkles out in that first game. And, you know, once we start clicking and getting more consistent, the sky's the limit for us. I think there's a lot of good things that are going to come from what the offense we're running.
Do you like to run the football more, enjoyment-wise, or throw it more? We don't want to tell Utah Tech and Pueblo and them what you prefer, like what you're going to do. But I'm just curious, as a quarterback, you know, you got all those options in the RPO. Do you enjoy slinging it, or do you like taking some hits and kind of making some poundage yards there?
Every quarterback loves to throw the ball. No one likes to get hit, but, you know, I pride myself in making extending plays and doing what I have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to stay in the pocket and throw the ball a little more, but I know how I play the game is I can get out and I can run and I can make things happen. So, you know, whatever the defense presents me, I'm going to try to make the most of it and just do whatever I can to help the team win.
And your dream has kind of always been to be a college quarterback at some point, right? That's why you came here, as you said. Was it one of those things that, like, just, I got to be a college quarterback, give this a go and a shot and show people what I can do at this position?
Started out as a receiver my entire life.
Yeah.
Youth football and all that stuff. And then high school football, the Ironwood Ridge, my freshman year, we ran the wing T.
Okay.
And, you know, they said if you're not a quarterback or a running back, you got to go learn how to pull.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. So I said, I know the position. My brother played it for a little bit. And after that, I fell in love with it. I played a little bit of defense, but I knew that just wasn't what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I always wanted the ball in my hands. And the best way to do that was play quarterback. And I love it, and that's everything I've ever wanted to do playing football now.
That's great. Heath Beamiller, the CSC starting quarterback, with us on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank tonight. Coach Long said in our coaches show on Tuesday night, he saw a lot of leadership in you in the opener, and that the guys have sensed leadership with you, and it's great to see that so early on. And as a newcomer, a lot of vocal leadership. Do you feel like you're really fitting into that role now? What do you think makes a good leader?
I'm trying my best to. I think every quarterback strives to be a big leader on their team. That's what makes a good quarterback great. You know, I'm still new. I've been here for 9 months, and I'm still trying to get people to know me and all that stuff. And I'm trying to get out there and keep everyone positive and uplifting, and not be so negative. And, you know, as a quarterback, everyone looks to you. The whole team, especially the offense, goes off of how you are. So you got to have, you know, good body language, keep your head high, and, you know, just don't let anyone see that you're down, and just try to keep everyone, you know, in that same level of encouragement, and just keep everyone going so we can move smoothly.
Yeah, probably kind of a fine line of not coming off as the new guy bossing people around versus, hey, fitting in and also wanting to take those reins as a quarterback, like you said, everybody looks to, and that you're finding a nice place to be on that spot of the leadership side of things. That's great, Heath, and it probably helped that you came into the program in January and you were a part of spring football. You know, they had the summertime, and now into the fall, that you've got almost a full year under your belt with these guys.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm very glad that I was able, you know, to graduate early and get out here in the spring right away. Especially playing quarterback, it's huge to get the offense, to get a feel for it. I was still learning some things come fall camp, but a lot of it I already knew and experienced by joining the team in the spring and participating in spring ball. So it really helped me get a grasp and then build strong relationships with a lot of the guys here on the team.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would be where I am now if I didn't come in the spring. So.
Utah Tech's coming up, a team that they throw it plenty. They had 500-some yards passing against Sacramento State in their opener. It's an FCS Division I level. You played at Northern Arizona, part of an FCS Division I program, so you kind of know how things are and what you're going to see more, maybe a little bit in the sense of what they'll bring compared to some of your teammates who haven't played outside of Division II. But maybe just a few thoughts about playing Utah Tech coming up this weekend and what you're looking forward to or helping your teammates out, sharing with them to help you guys succeed and get a big road win.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, they put their pads on just the same way we do. They go through all the same things that we have to with spring ball, fall camp, winter conditioning. I think the biggest difference is they have a little bit more money, a little to give more scholarships and bring in more guys. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's kind of the want-to factor, who wants it more. And when you get out there, you just play with your heart, leave it all out on the field, and great things will happen.
Great stuff. Couple fun ones with you here, Heath, before we finish off. We could talk X's and O's and strategy and that stuff all night. It's always fun, but some kind of get-to-know-you type of questions. What do you think is the best part of playing college football? What's the most fun about it?
You dream of doing this as a kid. As every youth football player, you know, they always want to play college football, and to finally be able to get to do that is a great feeling. And on top of that, it's football is a brotherhood. You know, college football, you find your best friends for life. And, yeah, I've only been here for 9 months, but, you know, when I first got in here, Joey Guile and Taven Bray, they were really great. They brought me in and kind of showed me the ropes, showed me around Shadron. And
nice.
We've been very close ever since, and I see our friendship going very long throughout my life. So, and it's just, it's fun. You just, every day you get to go out and do what you love doing, and you, that's why you're here. That's why you're in college, is playing football.
That's great. How about some college players, NFL players, other teams, players that you like or watch, or maybe a quarterback you try to pattern your game after? Who do you like to watch?
Some of the guys like to joke saying Justin Herbert, just because we have the same hairstyle and long hair and everything. But I wouldn't say I necessarily shape my game around anybody, but I do love watching Josh Allen, you know, Patrick Mahomes, just the way they can make things happen. They're very strong arms, but they're also very athletic, and they can extend plays and do a lot of crazy things. Now, I don't try to do as much crazy stuff as Patrick Mahomes does, but...
Not yet, but yeah, if needed, we may see it?
Yeah, possibly, but...
Is the sidearm pass, or is that stuff in the repertoire?
No, I think if I did that, my dad would be yelling from the stands, and I'd hear it for a while.
That's not proper form?
No. No, but I like watching those guys a lot. You know, it's fun to watch them play. They do a lot of great things.
Yeah, I like the playmaking thing that you compared to. You can see that you've got that as well, and maybe things break down or something the defense does. They're looking to make a big stop. You've got that ability to find a guy or make a play or take a hit and spin off and make something happen. Love it. How about career aspirations? What are you studying and what do you want to do after college?
I got my undergrad in marketing. And now I'm getting my master's towards marketing as well, getting my MBA. And, you know, I've looked towards medical sales a little bit, just kind of sparked my interest to get into that. If not, worked at a golf course my entire life and have a few connections in the golf industry. So maybe go towards marketing with a golf company or something like that.
Yeah.
So I just got to get my master's done first and see what to go from there.
Yeah, we have to get out with Coach Ritson. We have first on tonight, play a round of golf, and talk about the future. That's awesome, Heath. Heath B. Miller, quarterback of the CSC Eagles, new to the program, and played his first game the other night, getting ready for number two, leading the CSC offense against Utah Tech on Saturday. Heath, great to visit with you and share your story with our fans. Good luck on Saturday. We'll see you at St. George, and hopefully for a win down there and see the rest of the season. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, that's Heath B. Miller, our final guest here on the show for tonight. We'll take a quick break and then wrap it up from the Ridge in Chadron. It's the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank.